Chapter 1, Family Honor. The evening twilight brought darkness upon the English metropolis, and the buzz of hectic commuter traffic, which daily rumbled across the Tower Bridge, had already somewhat subsided. It was Friday night, and after a long work week, tradition in the city prescribed washing away the stress with the help of large glasses of lukewarm ale. Entering the pub, Aisha shook off the mist of London's everlasting drizzle from her coat. With a single glance, her eyes scanned the familiar scene of the crowded bar full of local professionals at the bar, all neatly dressed in dark English suits, interspersed with a few secretaries in too short and too tight skirts. From the bar, many eyes followed Aisha's silhouette as she made her way through the slightly dark pub in search of a table at a quiet spot in the back. Already 34 years old, Aisha was a classic Oriental beauty, and it was no wonder that she drew attention. A lush head of black hair framed a lovely oval face, graced with full lips and outstandingly eyes that were almond brown. There was something magical about her. Perhaps the men could not take their eyes from her because Aisha did not just walk by, she strode to her chair. And not with the exaggerated, theatrical gait of a catwalk model, no, her rhythmic moves flowed naturally, from deep inside, as if her hips were driven by noble genes. Which wasn't so surprising, because apart from a few intimates, nobody knew that Aisha was a member of a royal family. Many Arab countries had become filthy rich with oil, the black gold. The first generation of wealthy sheikhs had gradually been replaced by their offspring, and before getting married, the male members were often given a time out in the West. Aisha was the first woman from Abu Dhabi who succeeded in taking advantage of this arrangement as well. She had lived anonymously in London for years, and if you are rich, then this metropolis is a paradise on earth, especially for a Muslima who is hardly allowed any freedom in her home country. Your table is still free. Aisha nodded kindly to the waiter who hurried along with a full tray, moved on to the back where it was quieter, and sat down at her favorite table. From there she could enjoy the crazy flirting at the bar from a safe distance, but Aisha also could check the entrance, because she was meeting her best friend Layla. It was still early and she settled down comfortably in the plush. By separating herself, she made it clear that she did not appreciate company, and at the bar, the ladies soon regained the attention of the men. Soon her mind drifted. In her home country the two sexes live outdoors strictly isolated, but even there, the gift of seduction is a godsend. She remembered her first triumph like yesterday. Like a little doll, she sat on the knee of her tyrannical uncle, and whispered her fondest wish into his ear. To his delight, she asked for his blessing to give birth to many beautiful children. She also wanted to study medicine abroad, so that she could use this knowledge to take care of her offspring in the best possible way. Whenever she recalled that moment, she would mumble Alhamdulillah. That thank you to Allah came from the bottom of her heart, for the Sheikh was so honored that his princess understood her place in society so well, that he blindly agreed to her requests. In this clever way, Aisha escaped the shackles that keep Arab women in the straitjacket of Muslim tradition. Because she went to an English boarding school at an early age, she was not only spared the cultural tradition to remove the clitoris, but she also avoided being married off at adolescent age. The years reigned unnoticed together and she enjoyed thoroughly the London way of life. In fact, Aisha never wanted to go back, and because she had heard nothing from the home front at all, she quietly hoped that they had forgotten all about her. What would you like to drink? The voice of the waiter brought her back to reality with a shock. She was very fond of mint tea, but tradition reigns in the English capital, and tea time was unfortunately already over. Then wine. As an enlightened Muslima, Aisha had long ago adapted smoothly to the local customs of consuming alcohol, and she ordered a red wine. Make it two, a voice called from behind the waiter and a slender woman in a red dress appeared. Aisha turned in her chair. Hello Layla, happy to see you. The warm hug that followed was watched with some jealousy from the bar, and in their drunkenness the men almost physically felt how the women pressed their bodies to each other, as red lips came closer and kissed. The scene had a very different effect on their female counterparts. They breathed a sigh of relief. Such an intimate greeting was not possible between heterosexuals, so the two beautiful women could be eliminated as competition. Maybe the lesbian act would even have an erotic effect on the males, which would enhance their chances of scoring one tonight. With new enthusiasm, they threw their own charms into the fight, and soon everyone had completely forgotten about the pair. In the back corner, Aisha and Layla sounded on the good life. Do you know that today is exactly 2 years ago that we met? Her friend was originally a surgeon, who very contentedly led a white picket fence life in Syria, until that idol was brutally disrupted by an invasion of jihadists. After she managed to escape from the caliphate, she arrived in England penniless and struggling. There she quickly found her feet, and caused as a freelance reporter furor by successfully profiling herself as a feminist Muslima with a sharp tongue. They had both quickly assimilated the Western alcoholic custom of drinking to all the bright spots in life, and the glasses were raised. To our friendship. Look. Layla pushed a glossy magazine across the table. On the cover was the photogenic Aisha. Aisha was getting hot. The stylist had outdone herself, and despite her not very flattering laboratory outfit, she looked like a top model. The magazine has already sold more than 100,000 copies within a week, continued Layla, congratulations. Months ago, Aisha had been persuaded by her friend to step out of the anonymity and take part in a provocative idea. The world-famous Forbes had been very successful with the annual publication of their ranking of the richest people in the world, and Layla wanted to publish a similar rating, but of Muslim women who have top positions in society. Aisha may not have ranked high on their list, but her pioneering work in genetics helped dispel the prejudice that women lacked scientific prowess. On us. Layla tapped her glass against her friend's. They took another sip with satisfaction. Their publication is bound to spark heated debate. After all, the alleged far-right argument that Muslimas were just domestic slaves who did not contribute to the economy was undermined by the publication of their rating, and that was something to drink on. Enough talking about business, how are you? Possibly as a compensation for what they had missed in their youth, the friends loved to discuss intimate feelings, and also today, no time was wasted. Layla gave the kickoff. As you know, as did all my peers, I married young. By the way, she began taking a big gulp. How did you manage not to be given away as a bride all that time? At your age, being unmarried has become a disgrace to the family, hasn't it? Despite her beautiful oriental complexion, Aisha's skin suddenly turned red. Sorry, Layla apologized immediately. I didn't know this was a sensitive topic for you. It's really not as bad as you think. You are no longer very young, but I know just only in my group of friends plenty men who would immediately propose to you if they thought they had any chance. However, it was not the words of her friend that had made Aisha react strangely. She stared perplexed at the corridor behind her friend, from where a well-dressed Arab man with a hawkish face briskly approached them. Seeing her friend's twisted face, alarm bells rang for Layla. Who is it? Is he dangerous? The man ignored her completely and sniffed his nostrils condescendingly. Without uttering a word, it was clear what he thought of women drinking alcohol in a bar. Long time no see, Aisha. She had hoped never to hear that annoyingly high voice ever again. The sound took her back 20 years with a bang, as if she were trapped again in the luxurious palace life of Abu Dhabi, and her free life in London had never existed. Smirking and enjoying her discomfort, Aisha wanted most to attack him there on the spot with her sharp nails. Struggling to remain calm, she silently counted, 1, 2, 3. Took a deep breath and finally turned to her girlfriend, seemingly unmoved. Sorry Layla, I was not listening to you, but this intruder is Ali Fazl, an officer in Abu Dhabi's secret service. The man continued to rudely ignore her friend. Why are you here, Fazl? Aisha asked therefore bluntly. Couldn't you have just called? Ali clearly enjoyed the moment. Calling was unfortunately not possible, I needed to show you something. With these words he activated a video clip on his cell phone. The razor-sharp screen showed a luxurious bed with an obscenely fat Arab of at least 70 years old, lying on his back. On his lower body sat a naked girl with breasts that were barely developed. With obvious difficulty, she kept his below his fat belly peeping penis inside her hairless vagina. The meatbag knew what was about to happen. He stared mesmerized at her face and waited for the moment supreme. Ugh, the teenager screamed. The pain that rushed through her underbody felt as if she had been stabbed with a dagger. The camera zoomed out. On the screen a muscular Negro came into view, who began to anally fuck the girl impaled on the elderly. The old man's cock, only separated by a mucous membrane of her vagina, became stimulated by the hammering Negro's cock. Harder, faster hissed the fatty at the brute. The corpulent man could not reach a climax without help, and when his black stallion started a final sprint, his eyes turned away in ecstasy. In shock Aisha watched the screen, and hardly heard how next to her, Layla gagged and rushed to the ladies' room. Even before she could react, Ali duplicitously excused himself. I am sorry that the video has shocked your friend so much, but it was the best photo I had available of him. Don't worry about the girl, she is just a Yazidi and a bargain on the caliphate market. Suddenly Ali sank to one knee, and theatrically simulated a marriage proposal by offering her his phone, with the obscene video footage as a coveted engagement ring. May I introduce you to Prince Sahib? You are given to him as a bride, and you are expected in Abu Dhabi for the ceremony in 1 week's time. All VIPs from neighboring countries are invited, do not disappoint them, or me. Like a vampire, he lustfully sucked in the image of the baffled bride, and pleased with his performance, he chuckled, and walked out of the pub, leaving a deeply shocked Aisha behind.